Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Radio family, good morning and happy weekend. Welcome once again. It is good to be back with you. And that means it is time to engage in another great conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thanks for your great company. And I have the company. I got a full house here. Let me tell you, I love it. The more, the merrier when it comes to talking about good people doing some great things in our communities. I have four very talented gentlemen, so I'm going to be the single female of the group, but I don't mind being the only girl. We're going to talk about an organization that I'm sure is very familiar, if not synonymous, with many of you who listen to the program, and some of you likely who are members of your local and area YMCAs, part of the YMCA of Northwest North Carolina. And I want to say good morning to the executive director of the REACH Center for YMCA, Ken Pettigrew.
Good morning.
Good morning. Grab that microphone and holler to our radio family.
Good morning, folks.
Oh, you're sounding good. How you been?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
Good.
And as I mentioned, to your, let me see, to your right, my left. Oh, I got it. I got it. He is the president and CEO of the YMCA of Northwest North Carolina. Actually, he's here. It's Daryl Head. And Daryl, good morning to you.
Good morning. Very glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And I want to also say, serving as the senior director of Major Gifts and Planned Giving, and we're going to get some information on this a little later on in the program. I want to give you a heads up on how you can support an annual golf tournament. I have Val Elliott joining us. Val, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. And last but by no means least, I see him smiling out of my side. A gentleman who definitely is a part of our Community Focus family. By the way, gentlemen, all of you are. The three of you were newbies, but you're officially family now. But this gentleman really is family, serving as the Vice President of Communications and Engagement and the Executive Director of the William G. White Jr. Family YMCA, Richard Daniels. Richard, how are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here today.
And great to have you fellas to talk about a lot of not only the great programs with the YMCA, but the community's involvement and the importance of how these programs can really help many of our area families. Because we are at that time of the year, and I'm thinking about we're in the month of June, as we're having this conversation, kids are getting ready to get out of the classroom. Parents, it's always that issue. What are we going to do with our kids for the summer? And with great programs that the YMCA offers, that's one of the many places that our families can send their children. But what I want to do in starting this great conversation, and I'm going to open the floor to whoever would like to go first, tell me a little bit about the YMCA of Northwest North Carolina. Give us a little bit of history about this particular organization. And everybody is pointing to Daryl. So.
I got to sign this one. Thank you again for having us. It's a pleasure to be here and awesome to be part of this family as well.
Thank you.
YMCA of Northwest North Carolina is a charitable organization. We're, I think you're probably pretty familiar with what the YMCA does in our communities.
Right.
But we are an organization that has 14 branches. We serve 7 counties in our region, in the Triad region, and we kind of spanning from Forsyth County a little bit west.
Right.
And we serve 75,000 members, and we have 100,000 additional program participants that are part of the YMCA.
That's a lot of people. That's the thing you like about live
radio. That was not
no,
my
guys,
phone.
We're not on the game
that
show.
That was not
if
my
you
phone.
Did, if you did,
yeah, it's all.
No, you're fine. You're fine. See, this is why I like having great conversations. We were just talking about this. Expect the unexpected on a radio program, but it's all cool.
I have one more thing.
Sure.
The mission of the YMCA is to help all people reach their God-given potential in spirit, mind, and body. And we're about trying to make our communities thrive.
Absolutely.
Make a community full of caring, loving people that are helping lift up everybody in our community.
Exactly, Daryl. And that's the key word, community, because when we think about...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Growth? I think that's one thing that we can say about Winston-Salem. As an individual that has lived here since the 80s, when my family moved here from the D.C., Maryland area, and practically, well, now I've really lived here longer than I have lived there. Mm-hmm. And I've seen so much change with Winston-Salem. But when you talk about programs, and especially an organization like the YMCA, how much it has changed as the community has changed. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you adapt to the needs of the community, because when you say 75,000 members, that's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it covers so many various communities, right. Black, brown, Asian, Latino, white communities. So it really does have something to offer for all the surrounding communities.
I think one of the wonderful, beautiful things about the YMCA is you can come into any one of our lobbies, mm-hmm. and sit there for a half hour, and you'll see the entire community walk past.
Exactly, exactly.
All the different people, all different socioeconomic, you know,
right.
and quite frankly, people that might not cross paths in any other part of their life.
I was thinking the same thing.
But they come together at the yeah. YMCA and care about each other and create community, and that in turn allows us to go address some of the things in the community that need to be addressed that we can all help.
Absolutely. And it also makes me think, too, of another key word that I think is affiliated with it, and it's family. And it's not just the immediate families that attend, But you think about how the YMCA overall is a family of communities that do come together. Because I think about all the great conversations. I mean, the moment you walk into the door, you know, with meeting someone, whether it's through a various program, and it's not just for the kids, I think it's for the parents too. Oh. But it's the relationships that get developed from the beginning, and it's many of those relationships that continue down the road as well.
Well, and every phase of life. So you mentioned kids and parents. Mm-hmm. Even when kids grow up, and
exactly,
and parents, we serve a large amount of seniors,
right?
And a wonderful thing too is that these age groups and these stages of life all interact at the YMCA.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, in your role as the president and CEO of the YMCA of Northwest North Carolina, tell us your backstory, your journey, and how your association with the Y came about.
Sure, I'd love to. I was raised in a Y family.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was very involved. I started programs as a very young child, 6 years old, and learned to swim at the Y, just like a lot of people. Still have amazing memories of going to the Y. I was in a program called Adventure Guides with my dad, and so learned to love the Y then. I worked at YMCA summer camps. I started working for the Y when I was 15 years old, and I haven't stopped working for the Y since. Mm-hmm. It's been my only job. I've been 37 years now. I've been working for the YMCA.
Wow. Well, I was going to say you still look like you're 15.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. You're a very, very nice, youthful look, okay. I shall say. But you're right, because I think for everyone who just listened to your experience can relate. I actually learned and took some swimming lessons at the Y. So I remember days of learning how to dive.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because that's one of the many great programs. And by the way, I'm happy to be on the YMCA's website. And I noticed that you have a lot of programs that cater to that encourage families to prioritize water safety.
Mm-hmm.
Because recently, within the last couple of years, there have sadly been stories of young children who, unfortunately, as a result, have drowned, mm-hmm. either in an area pool or a lake or a situation in which they didn't have the proper training on how to learn how to swim. And it's a lot of the black and brown communities, unfortunately, where that's happening. But with the YMCA addressing that issue, more kids are learning how to swim. Think about the number of community pools that have already opened that are getting the kids ready, as I'm sure they are, because as we're having this conversation, it's really the final week for a lot of kids before the official start of that summer vacation.
So swim lessons is one of the things we've been doing since the start.
Right,
It's well over 100 years. That's important to our work for lots of reasons. Drowning is the second leading cause of death for kids.
Yeah.
And that of accidental death. And that is important for us to address as well. Not only do we have regular swim lessons where people can sign up, or individual swim lessons, but we do a program called Safety Around Water for kids that wouldn't necessarily have the opportunity to be in swim lessons.
Right.
We do that for free for the community. We work with great partners like our school systems to ensure that our dream is that all second graders learn to swim.
Wow. Fantastic. And now you also, of course, have programs that have something for the young at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And a program, I think, for anyone who has a parent or a grandparent, and, you know, for someone like myself, even though I didn't have a grandparent involved with it, I knew of older friends that do. And, of course, that's the infamous senior sneakers program, which is a lot of fun. I love seeing older adults get into that great form of exercise, because I know for me, when I used to go over to one of the major malls, Haynes Mall, that was something that I would always, without question, whether I was doing shopping or just sightseeing, because I was always broke, never had much money. But anyway, that was a hangout spot for a lot of our youngsters. And at first I was like, what's going on? I'm seeing so many older adults walk the length of the mall. And I found out that was one of the exercises. And then in hearing about the senior sneakers program, and is particularly how the YMCA offers something for those of us who are mature adults.
For sure.
So no age group is left out.
Okay. I mean, you are a mature adult.
I
not
feel
in
like
that
it
age
sometimes, but yeah. Thank you.
But,
I appreciate it. I know exactly
what
you're saying there.
You're very young.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll tell you this. We serve a lot of older adults in our communities.
Mm-hmm.
And those programs, but all the activities you talked about, both fitness programs are so great for seniors.
Right.
Strength programs. Pickleball, if you ever heard of that.
My yes,
goodness,
I have.
Growing
I
like crazy.
Heard
I mean,
about pickleball.
Pickleball is growing
I
like crazy.
I just had that conversation last week with a couple of family members on Community Focus. And I love telling this story. story. And in fact, because I have Richard with me, Richard may know, there is a young lady that graduated with me, class of 88, who actually had a pickleball court. She had her own driveway literally transformed into a pickleball. Her first name is Jenny. You may, I'll tell you off air because I won't give out her last name and put her on blast like that. But anyway, and she actually posted it on social media anyway. I was like, what is this pickleball? Because I'm hearing so many stories about it. And it's the fact that there are a lot of seniors, they're really into it.
Well, it's very popular.
I was
going to say, all these wonderful things for seniors to do. But the beautiful thing that happens when people come and take programs is they do meet friends and have community.
Exactly.
Dealing with senior isolation, creating friend groups. We see a lot of people come work out together or play together, and then they go and have coffee and they call each other. And it's just an amazing
It's those relationships. And that's another great word, too, is relationships and connections. And this is how you have great conversation on a public affairs program such as this. I'm going to take a break. Now, fellas, Daryl warmed everybody else up. So that gave you an opportunity to kind of, you know, take a deep breath, take it all in, and probably wonder, what is Renee going to ask me? So great job. Thank you very much, Daryl, and appreciate everything that you were able to share with us information-wise. I always say this. I'm thankful we have a part two of the program because we really can go into detail more about the YMCA of Northwest North Carolina. And that's what we're going to do. So radio family, we'll take this break and come back. Thank you for your great company. You stretch, get that yawn in, get those legs stretched out. And we will be back more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this. Hello, radio family. Happy weekend. It is good to be back and back with the weekend edition of Community Focus. It's heard on our Odyssey stations. And every weekend, great conversation with members of our Community Focus family that join me, Renee Vaughn. You are doing that, radio family. So thank you very much. And definitely, it is a joy to have the newest members of our Community Focus family with us here today. We're talking about the YMCA of Northwest North Carolina. I got a full house. I got four very handsome gentlemen joining me this morning, serving respectfully the executive director of the REACH Center, Ken Pettigrew, Daryl Head, who is the president and CEO of the YMCA, Val Elliott, who serves as the senior director of major gifts and planned giving, and the vice president of engagement and executive director also of the William G. White Jr. YMCA, Richard Daniels. Fellas, good morning. How's everybody?
Good morning. Great.
Excellent. Excellent. So let's get into talking about some of the initiatives at the YMCA that are impactful for our youth in the community. And there's two in particular that we're going to focus on. Let's start with reaching our potential. So I'm going to ask you, Richard Daniels, to give us a little more background on that.
Yes, thank you. One thing that's important to know that the YMCA turns no one away due to the inability to pay. And so one of the programs that we do offer is Reaching Our Potential, which is a program that we started that is a partnership with the school system, with the police department, with clergy, with the sheriff's department, where it is a referral program. And so when we notice there are kids that are, I call them bubble kids, that need access, that are having some difficult times, and they just need that opportunity, and the Y can make a difference in their life. They can fill out this referral sheet and come to the YMCA and get a free membership. And through this program, they come in and we do programs where they get to go to the gym. We have a teen center, and it's their own little space. They get to do e-gaming. We bring in community partners where we do financial literacy. We have community agencies that come in and also work with these kids. So this is an opportunity for them to be in their own space in a safe environment, but be structured. One thing that we were told is that kids don't want structure. They don't want the structure, but what we found is that we're giving them structure in a structured environment, and we're starting to see some differences in these kids. And so we started this back in 20, 200 kids, and this program now has grown to over 500 kids in the program at this time.
Oh, my goodness. That's absolutely fantastic. What I like about what you just shared with us, Richard, and I think about with great programs like the Reaching Our Potential, one thing that I think about is it's sort of what I refer to as a transitional period, because as I had alluded to when we talk about this subject matter, is that the kids have programs that are year-round, because what you find, of course, is by the time they get out for the summer, that's a 2 to 3 month lapse in terms of what kids can do to keep themselves not only mentally engaged, but especially physically engaged. And so as a parent, that's always a top priority, is to how to keep my son or my daughter or my child engaged with something. And so, like you said, when they have a program that really brings out a hidden gem or a talent that they probably didn't even know that they had, when you have a program like this at the YMCA, that's got to be a good feeling for you as well.
It is. It is. As you know, teen mental health is real.
Yeah. Oh,
it is. It is real. And so this gives them an opportunity to come and be themselves. And so we've seen it where kids have come out of shells and they meet new friends and friends that they may have not known from different areas of the community that they did not know. And so we've just seen some great impact out of this program. And this is in all of our YMCAs. And so we have YMCAs in all 7 counties.
Yeah. Fantastic. And thank you for that. Well said. Now I want to talk about what's known as the GIDE. And that's actually GIDE. That sounds like that's an acronym for something.
It is an acronym. GIDE is the Guiding Institute for Developmental Education. Mm-hmm. And it was founded by a giant in the Winston-Salem community. Everybody knows him as Mr. Bill, but Bill McLean.
Yes.
And the program and the organization have examples of powerful work that they have done with kids and families for years. And so after a period of partnership, particularly with GIDE, using and sharing space at the Reach Center, GIDE then became an actual program of the YMCA. So we are locked in as partners now, continuing to serve the same communities with the same kind of fervor and excitement that Mr. Bill did, and that the team that he cultivated, created, and nurtured to serve these communities are continuing to serve our kids. So, folks know we lost Mr. Bill recently. And sadly, we also lost Ms. April Brown, who was instrumental in making sure that the program continued after Mr. Bill passed on. But GIDE is thriving, continuing to serve our community, serve our kids, getting homework done, exposing them to new opportunities and to new things, and making sure that they know that someone in the community cares about them.
Absolutely. And this program, of course, can doubly serve as recognizing and honoring the legacy of both April and Mr. Bill and what they contributed to the community. And so really seeing the torch pass really through you and many others who are part of this great program as well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of working with Mr. Bill and with GIDE prior to my time beginning with the YMCA in another work capacity.
Right.
And so I got to see what GIDE could do
from
firsthand, a completely different perspective.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful thing to know that we now have the opportunity to continue this legacy of work and
absolutely
to continue serving in this way.
Absolutely. Now, before we get into the discussion of where these programs are housed and talking about the Reach Center, I'm going to toss the ball back over to you, Daryl. I know you weren't expecting this, but with you being the president and CEO, see what happens when you have the top dog in the house here on Community Focus. Can you just tell me from your own personal perspective, as a president and CEO of the Y, what did you see in these three gentlemen in the capacity or in the titles that they serve? There had to be something about these gentlemen and why you hire them or why they are a part and the importance of their role with the YMCA.
Sure. Well, I'm blessed to work with an amazing group of people.
Absolutely.
Staff and volunteers.
Right.
We have 1,400 staff on roles, and I can honestly say that I can walk through our branches, and every day I'm inspired by our staff.
Yeah.
I respect our staff for so many reasons, who they are personally, what mm-hmm. they do professionally, how they impact the lives of others. These three gentlemen in particular are really some of my heroes. I mean, yeah. watching them do the work they do in yeah. the community, it's wonderful to get to work for an organization mm-hmm. that has people that are so passionate about helping others.
Exactly.
That
yeah.
are caring for their neighbor, mm-hmm. Loving all people, serving all people.
Right.
That's at the core of these gentlemen, yeah. and it's an honor to work with them.
And I'm sure it's a fun group to be around these guys.
I tell you. That's true as well.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for letting me sort of interject that.
Sure.
Now, let me get back on script and talk about where the programs are housed. So Ken, let's talk a little bit about that REACH Center.
Yeah. So REACH is another acronym. We like our acronyms at the Y.
Yeah.
Our name is an acronym,
yeah, right?
We like our acronyms at the Y. So REACH is an acronym that means Resources for Economic Development, mm-hmm. Academics, and Community Health. So this is an all-encompassing opportunity for us as the Y to kind of do a few things, but I think most importantly mm-hmm. is to think about the way in which we are a good neighbor. How are we a good neighbor to our community? Because regardless of how we use our space, there are always needs that may not be in our wheelhouse that right. we may not have the capacity or the skill set to address. Mm-hmm. So how do you serve your community well?
Right.
You partner. Mm-hmm. You build meaningful partnerships. So the REACH Center, which is located at a location lots of folks are familiar with, the Winston Lake Family YMCA, which will be known in the future as the YMCA REACH Center at Winston Lake, because that legacy is important to
yeah.
us, particularly in that naming. It is going to be a Y expansion in a way, mm-hmm. That while the building footprint may not change in terms of the size of the building, what we're doing in it is going to explode.
Right.
So these partnerships will address all of those areas mm-hmm. in that acronym, and we still offer the things that people love about their neighborhood or local YMCA. So you'll still be able to come work out. You'll still be able to have coffee in the lobby. But with this is coming a wonderful renovation.
Yeah.
Where those things that we value are at the center of that. Mm-hmm. So the lobby is being massively expanded so folks can have more space
right.
to have coffee, because my folks come and drink coffee at that branch all day long. All day long.
Wow.
All day long. And so that work is important. And then the important partnerships that we have to do some of this work automatically right now start with Novant Health. We have a association-wide community partnership with Novant Health. But at the REACH Center, Novant is going to have a 1,600-square-foot clinic
wow.
present to serve the community.
Nice.
And it will be the only location mm. in the east side of Winston that will offer imaging in clinic.
Oh,
so folks
excellent.
Will be able to come do some of that work that they would
right.
otherwise have to travel around town for.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, we have another big community name, Goodwill.
Yeah.
Is a major partner with us to do some workforce development work and then to constantly be assessing the needs. So they might do digital literacy for mm-hmm. seniors and other things. I mean, think about what these organizations do and
absolutely.
You can think about something that they might be able to offer.
Right. And partnerships, I really think, can equate to growth. And it's something that you really touched on. And I appreciate you mentioning that, because that's got to be what you just mentioned, exciting news. But I hear there's even more about some things going on in the East Winston community at the Y. Can you talk about that at the REACH Center?
Yeah, so we are breaking ground on a roughly about $10 million renovation of the Winston Lake YMCA. We are breaking ground on Monday, June 10th.
Excellent.
So it is going to be, it's an exciting moment
mm-hmm.
for us to invest in this community in a really yeah. meaningful way and into the infrastructure of this building, right?
Right.
Yeah, some things are going to change internally for the building, but
mm-hmm.
it is going to be so that we can facilitate great and awesome things.
Absolutely.
for the community. So we are really grateful for how many of our partners and members of the community have generously given to make this renovation happen. But also, it's timely that this renovation is happening in 2024 and so many of these transitions are happening, because 2024 marks 100 years that the YMCA of Northwest North Carolina, as it is now, has been serving African Americans in not only just serving them, but in a unique branch in some way. So the branch was formed in 1924, and the first executive director was hired in January of 1925. So we are going to be celebrating 100 years of serving African Americans in our community this year. So it's exciting. It's just lots of different things happening.
It does
so,
deserve a hand clap. Absolutely. And when I think about it, you know, when you talk about 100 years, that's a century, of course. But then when you think about the generations of families that have been a part of that since 1924 to where we are in 2024.
I mean, you want to hear something crazy, right? So I grew up going to both Winston Lake and the Fulton YMCAs.
Right.
And so in both of those situations, guess who my executive director was?
Who was that?
Richard Daniels.
Small world, isn't it?
It's
like you couldn't escape him.
No.
And if you tried. Exactly. Wow. Talk about, what's your reaction to that? Richard, I want to hear some feedback on that. Wow. There you go. And the fact that you gentlemen get to work together in this capacity.
Yeah,
that's absolutely fantastic. See, the fun that I enjoy is being the host on this public affairs program and taking the opportunity, radio family, for some of you who may have just joined us and wondering, oh my gosh, they're having so much fun. We want you in on this as well. The weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations. We're talking with four very talented, very community-driven and oriented gentlemen who are a part of the YMCA of Northwest North Carolina. Now, I wanted to discuss, because we touched on this a little bit earlier in the show, and that's the importance for our listeners to know, how do you fund these programs, particularly for the community? Whoever would like to address. And I finally get Val in on the conversation. Thank you, Val. You've been patient all this time.
Yeah, no, it is. It's great to be a part of the conversation. And as we talked a little bit earlier, one of my favorite parts of working for the Y is, and Daryl hit on this, is our essence is love all, serve all. Yeah. And that's what we're about. I mean, you know, bringing the community together. And Richard mentioned this earlier that, you know, we want to ensure that all people, regardless of income, have access to the YMCA and its programs.
Right.
And so when you think about our sports programs, you think about our camp programs, you think about all of our youth development programs. We talked about senior adult programs. We don't let finances keep people from participating in our program.
Great.
And we have such a generous community. We have an annual impact fund. I work on the development team and all of our branches and volunteers. We raise support from the community. So it is the community that comes together and they give so that we can make sure that all people have access to YMCA programs regardless of their income.
Excellent. Now, here's a very unfair question for you, Val. What's your favorite program that you have the opportunity in terms of either planned giving or when it comes to major gifts? What's a personal favorite for you if you do have one?
Oh,
or
man.
If you have more than one? See, that's why I said it's an unfair question.
So it's an unfair question. I love all aspects. I mean, I coach my kids in youth sports. Mm-hmm. I've swam at the Y. I exercise daily at the Y with weights and everything. But I so back in college, I started at a summer camp working as a camp counselor. Right. And there was one of my first campers. He's a little kiddo named Michael. And this camp had the sessions were 26 days, and Michael's mom came to me and she said, I really want Michael to learn how to swim.
Yeah.
And Michael was just afraid of the water. Yeah. I mean, when I walked him to the edge of the pool deck, I mean, he literally screamed.
Oh.
I mean, he was so afraid of the water. And so we, day by day and early mornings, I would get out there and would have a lifeguard, and us both would be out there with them, and we learned how to swim. Well, at the end of that session, we had a Camp Olympics, and Michael swam in the Olympics. I actually have a picture of me in the water cheering him on and just helping him go. And when I had that experience at camp and I saw that happen to Michael, this was what I wanted to do the rest of my life. And now I get to raise support to help make sure that these programs, and one of my roles with Planned Giving is making sure that our programs go on forever.
Yeah.
You know, 100 years from now, 200 years from now, 500 years from now, we want to have the YMCA and the difference that we're making in our communities and the impact to continue on forever. And so through that development, our annual impact funds, and then we also have ways to impact the next 100, 200, 500 years.
Absolutely. And thank you for sharing that personal story, because that made me think that with all the great programs that the Y offers, that's what, and I guess I'm just going to coin this phrase, that's a milestone moment for that young man. Just as with any of the members of the Y, you have a milestone moment with a program, whether it's toward mental capacity or mental health or physical health or even some of the educational programs for our kids. Because like you said, that's one of the goals, is to help our young ones and young at heart to reach their potential. So that's all ages across the board. Absolutely. Now, I'm going to flip the next question. I wanted to talk about, Val, since we have you here, this is a major announcement, because we wanted to share with the remaining time that we have the Golf to Give Back tournament that is coming up. Tell me a little more about the tournament, the typical where, when, and especially how radio family here on our Odyssey stations can get involved.
Well, and that's one of the awesome things about our tournament is the funds that we raise at that tournament, they go right back into the community.
Mm-hmm.
Those funds help make sure that people can come to the Y and experience our programs regardless of their income.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things I love about our golf tournament are the funds raised go right back into the community.
Absolutely.
And this is a great opportunity for corporate groups to come. It's a great networking opportunity. We talked about relationships a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
The relationships, the family atmosphere is amazing. So our golf tournament's this fall. It's October the 22nd. And it's going to be held at Salem Glen Golf and Country Club in Clemens.
Okay. Oh, nice. That's a nice course.
And we're very excited. We're going to do two shotgun starts. We're going to do one at 8:30 and also one at 1:30 as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, we've got a lot of great opportunities. We've got opportunities for folks to sponsor as well. We've got opportunities for people to have teams.
A
team is made up of four individuals, and so the funds that they pay, you know, that come to that golf tournament, it all goes back into the community.
Absolutely. You know what amazes me, Val, is the fact, and I did realize this, and Richard, I think you had mentioned this, how many people really are avid fans of the sport of golf. It's a different atmosphere when you just watch it on television, but then when you actually participate in it, I mean, people really get into the game. It's a therapeutic, I think, activity for a lot of people. But, you know, whether it's the tee off or just executing, getting that ball in that little bitty hole.
That's right.
And seeing the concentration and focus on some of the players. Now, Richard, I do believe, if I'm correct, you are an avid golfer, sir.
Sometimes.
Well, let me, because radio family, what many of you, and we were joking about this earlier, Richard and I are classmates, and we have another classmate who actually is doing, while we're on the subject of golf, is doing very well. He's actually serving as the head coach of Howard University's golf team, which has made some national headlines. So just want to give a shout out to one Mr. Sam Puryear. Many people may know Sam. And Sam has been since we were in school. He just had a love for the game. And now that he's taking his talent and sharing it with a lot of young guys, it's just really incredible. And how they've really have literally turned that program at Howard around. Yeah.
That's so cool. I just wanted to let you know and let folks know as well, if folks are interested in signing up a team or being a sponsor for the golf tournament as well, you can reach me at 336-676-3831. Or you can email me at v.elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, at ymcanwnc.org.
All right.
I know that was a lot.
No. I'm looking at you, and I'm smiling right back because you had to memorize.
Well, and I was just
because. If you're like me, I got to start writing things down.
And you could also sign up as well on our website at ymcanwnc.org. There's more additional information there. And there's actually a way to sign up on the website.
Okay.
But if folks are interested in more information, please don't hesitate to give me a call or to send me an email, because we'd love, you know, as Ken was talking about, our YMCA is so much about partnering with the community. Mm-hmm. And this is a great way to partner with us to fund and make sure that all can participate at the YMCA.
Absolutely. Well, you know what, Val, the good thing is we still have a few minutes left. We'll repeat that information for those who didn't have enough time to quickly write it down, because we may have some listeners who are driving currently. But one last thing I do want to cover, and that is to talk about, with the time that we do have, something known as the Annual Impact Fund and the support for these particular causes. So help me understand what the Annual Impact Fund is. And I think it's something that can we get one of you gentlemen, Daryl, if you would like to touch on that a little bit for us.
So we raise money every year
to
support all of our programs. And again, like has been said by many, people that can't afford our programs but need our programs,
right,
the community steps up and makes sure that they can be there. So that may take the form of you may have your child playing basketball at the YMCA and you know of a child that can't afford that opportunity.
Right.
And people give money for that.
Mm-hmm.
Very generous community that steps up. Our goal this year is $2.7 million. We're very close to that goal, but still have a little bit to go.
To hit it soon.
So if you're passionate about some of this work, please reach out and contact your local YMCA, whether it's our YMCA or all YMCAs do this. Reach out, and I know your scope is much bigger than just our service area. So it's reach out to your local Y, donate. They take that money. 100% of that money goes to help kids and families in need.
Fantastic. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much. I want to give each of you, if you would like the opportunity, any closing comments, anything that you would like to share or add to this wonderful and delightful conversation that I've had with each of you, and whoever would like to go first.
Well, I'll start.
Okay,
sure. My friends in front of me, but I'm very, very thankful for this opportunity to come speak with your family and now part of our family.
That's right.
Thank you. And you guys are all welcome at the YMCA. If I left with one parting idea, this work is important to our community, and we need your support and your help, and we invite you to be part of the YMCA family.
Excellent. And the Y is very grateful to have you as its president and CEO, Daryl.
Thank you. And I'm very welcome. We were talking about golf coaches earlier. This may be scary, but Richard Daniels is my golf coach. Says something about my golf game.
Good tips.
I know.
Absolutely, right?
I'll part on that.
Absolutely. Richard, we'll let you have the opportunity.
I think that Daryl said it all. We've mentioned it many times. It's love all, serve all. And it is really about helping all people reach their God-given potential in spirit, mind, and body.
Excellent. Okay, I believe, Ken, we're gonna send it to you.
Oh, my. I would say that the work of the Y is paying attention to its community.
Yeah.
And it is growing and it is changing to respond to the needs in our community. So join us in that. If that means, you know, becoming a member or if you want to give, but more than anything, if you simply just want to volunteer.
Excellent.
Your time is very important to us because it helps us do a lot more than a dollar could.
Thank you for doing it. You picked my brain, brother. I thank you for that, because that was going to be my next question. What can we do as far
as
volunteerism?
I'm a preacher, so I'm about your dollar and your time.
And Val, sir, you get the last word.
Yeah, I'm reiterating what Kim was saying. That was on my mind as well, just to let, you know, the folks that are listening know that there are so many ways to be involved at the Y. Richard was talking about reaching our potential a little bit earlier. There are mentors, folks that want to come and help in a mentor role. There are, coaches with youth sports, you know, we've talked about from the giving standpoint, there's so many needs out there. And as Kim was saying, our community's changing, right. and the needs are growing, and we want to continue to be able to reach our entire community. And so those gifts help that, the time help that. There are ways to serve on our boards. Each one of our branches has a board. There are opportunities there. And then with the golf tournament, if folks have a corporation, if they have a company, if they have a group of four golfers that want to come play, right. You know, this supports the great work we're doing. But it also helps too, I mean, to get company names out there as well, because we do a lot of marketing with our partners and let our members and let folks know through newsletters and through some of our reach board screens and our branches, you know, the folks that are partnering with us. Yeah. So it's just a great opportunity to partner with the Y.
Absolutely. And kudos to all of those great partnerships. Now, lastly, Val, reiterate all the information on how we can be a part of the golf tournament, the give back.
Yeah, and I'll say it a little bit slower so everybody can hear. But so if I tell you the best way, if you're interested in being a sponsor, or you're interested in signing a team of four or, you know, up to play, you can reach me at 336-676-3831, or you can email me at v.elliott, ELLIOTT, at YMCANWNC.org, or you can visit our website, which is YMCANWNC.org, and there's additional information about our golf tournament there.
All right, brother, I'm going to give you Dapper.
You know who learned his ACE speeches.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. This is one of the best parts of my job as a radio host, is to be surrounded by wonderful members of our community who are definitely doing some good things. And the four of you gentlemen fit that criteria. Ken Pettigrew, Daryl Head, Val Elliott, Richard Daniels. Thank you, brothers.
Thank you.
And welcome to the Community Focus family. And thanks to each of you for the good things that you're doing in our communities. Keep up the great work. From me, Renee Vaughn, and the fellows here on the show, no goodbyes. Just until next time, stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and you have been in tune to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Everybody take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.